The way they pick TV shows is they make one show. That show's called a pilot. Then they show that one show to the people who pick shows. And on the strength of that one show, they decide if they want to make more shows. Some get chosen and become television programs. Some don't, become nothing.
Was directed by Eric, and I'm going to butcher this second name, Lonneville, I think, who has been directing TV since the mid-80s, everything from Quantum Leap to Chicago Fire more recently. He played Lester Hawkins for most of the run of St. Elsewhere, so he was an actor first. And of course, it's based on the novel by Elroy Leonard.
James Elroy.
Yeah. I don't know why I said Elroy Leonard. I wrote down the wrong name. Yeah, he's another author. Yeah, I wrote down the wrong name. James Elroy. I'll edit that out. So, JP, what did you think of LA Confidential?
I mean, usually we watch these and we go, boy, that was terrible. Those jokes didn't land or something. And sometimes we even go, like, probably looked good on the page. But this is, I cannot understand how anyone would go, yep, let's shoot this script. We're ready to go.
Yeah. It's puzzling how this get made. I mean, you could maybe blame it on the fact that it was the 80s, maybe. And there was a lot of shite in the 80s, but...
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's just... I mean, and the fact that CBS still showed it, I mean, it was dumped in the middle of their summer playhouse. But they still thought, yeah, we'll show this. No one will watch it, but we'll show it. I think I have to let my dog out.
Sounds like he's dancing.
Right, give it 2 seconds. You want out?
You've just come in, Charlie. You just want a walk for crying out loud.
We'll have to cut this bit out then.
Yep.
I'm just waiting on coming back in. He's out the back.
Does he go out? Do you have a fenced in area, or does he go out on a leash, or does he just run around?
Yeah, we have a back garden.
Uh huh.
That's closed off.
I have a tiny dog, and I have a tiny fence, and he has a tiny fenced off area out the backyard.
All right. Right. Well, he's just come in from his walk, so I don't know why. He doesn't usually do this. He usually. After the walk, he'll come in, he'll get his treat for being a good boy, and then he'll go out the back, drink some water, come in and go to sleep. But I think it's because I'm sitting here talking that I think he's just confused. Yeah, he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, something's up.
And my cat's just lying on the couch just going, what's all the noise? That dog's moving about again. Now I'm going to go see if he's coming in.
Okay.
Come in. Come on. Move. Here, old arson. I'll give you something to eat. I'll give you a seat to eat. Just bugger off and give me peace. Go. When you go to your bed, hurry up. That's it. Good boy. Go. This is why I record up the stairs instead of down the stairs. Like, Charlie, go and lie down now. Charlie, he's still, see, the problem is, he's 15 and he's deaf. So I have to point, and now he thinks I'm pointing because I've thrown something for him.
Right, yeah.
No, go to your bed. Don't sniff the litter tray. Go! I might just keep this in. Go lie down, Charlie. Go to your fucking bed, Charlie. Jesus Christ. Right, so Dr. Paradise is bad.
I agree.
Can I tell you a story really quick that's off subject?
Of course.
Not that I ever do that.
No, of course not.
So the other night, I was on a walk. I was walking to meet up with a friend, and I was listening to a podcast. And there was an ad for some website that had Christmas sweaters and stuff. And I was like, I'm so sick of this ugly Christmas sweater thing. Like, it was cute when people just found ugly sweaters, but now everybody's selling them. And I was thinking, what would I want? Like, if I were to get an ugly Christmas sweater, what would I want? And I thought, you know what? I want a Christmas sweater that says Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Like, how great would that be? And I was like, this is 2019. There's no way that doesn't exist. So I go on Etsy and I type it in, and it's on its way here now. I ordered it, and it was one of those things where I ordered it like right when I was walking into the restaurant, and then I completely forgot it for like 4 days. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I look at Dylan, I'm like, you know what I just remembered? I ordered a Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself Christmas sweater. And I'm so excited.
You must take a picture of that when you get it.
Oh, you know, what's the point in having things like that if you don't post it on Facebook or Twitter?
Exactly.
Anyway, back to this movie.
There is a few pilots I've done that are like, how the fuck would they do this as a TV show? How would it, you know, like the premise is, even in, especially some of the sitcoms I've done, it's like, right, that's okay for 20 minutes, but how would you do that for 22 episodes? I don't know.
Well, having said that, though, they managed to eke out, what was that one set on holiday?
Benidorm.
No, back in the 80s.
Duty Free.
Duty Free. How many episodes did Steve they get that? They were just stuck on holiday.
Yeah.
And we must have literally, by the end of the runs of the show, we must have actually seen them for every single waking hour.
They even had Christmas specials where they were celebrating Christmas on holiday.
Just bizarre.
Pete Barron and... Was Hannah Gordon in that?
No. It was...
I can't remember who the woman was, who either the woman was, because he had an affair. He was having an affair with her.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah. He was having an affair. So there was his wife. There were two couples, weren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, was he actually having an affair with her, or was he wanting to have
it
an affair?
It was all quite chaste, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was quite chaste because it was...
Fairly chaste. God, it was written by Eric Chappell. Well, I never. So I'll just... It's Keith Barron, Gwen Taylor, Joanna Van...
Gwen Taylor, his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joanna Van Giesachem was the love interest.
Not Hannah Gordon.
Neil Stacey, not Hannah Gordon. You heard it here first.
Breaking news! Hannah Gordon was not in a sitcom 30 years ago.
She definitely was.
Yeah, but not that one.
They eked it out for 22 episodes.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Over how many years, though?
Do you remember that there was a show, there was an Australian show yeah. called The Sullivans.
Yeah.
It was set during World War II. It used to be on in the daytime.
Oh, crap. Oh, God.
And if I recall correctly, that World War II lasted 12 years.
Yes.
Well, MASH? MASH went longer than the actual war.
I think it went longer than both of them, didn't it?
Yeah.
It went longer than the Korean and the Vietnamese War put together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the Waltons lasted, most of the century. The Great Depression. Yeah. At least the Great Depression only lasted until the late 1930s. Crikey.
Hey, don't bag on the Waltons.
That's one of my favourite lines in The Simpsons, is where George Bush had said something like, George Bush Sr., had said, why can't people be more like the Waltons and less like the Simpsons? Mm-hmm. And the Simpsons actually had in their show them watching George Bush on TV saying that. And then Bart just goes, hey, man, we're just waiting for the Depression to end too.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
What politician, really? Why would you say anything about a massive comedy show? They're never going to hit back at me, are they? Surely.
Yeah, it just opens yourself up to it, really, doesn't it? It's just putting a big target in your own head doing that.
Really.
Did you see this on first viewing, Jimmy?
I did. I saw this when it was shown on BBC One. Yeah.
And how did you react at the time? Oh, wee Jimmy wants the Scottish one back!
Yeah, exactly. They did him dirty. No, it was... Well, I was a fan of Sylvester McCoy's Doctor, so I was very happy at the time to see him in it. that I was happy to see it. And I was actually, at the time, I was actually happy that it was being made by an American company, because then maybe it would have some money behind it.
Yeah, and the BBC certainly weren't doing anything with it.
No, exactly. But it was shown at like 7 o'clock at night on a bank holiday Monday. And it was, I could tell at the time that it was edited, that there was stuff cut out of it. So, yeah. But I did like it at the time, surprisingly. Because it was new Doctor Who. Then I had to wait another fucking 20 years for it.
Owen, is there any truth to the rumour the BBC were actually pushing for Tom Baker to be the Sylvester McCoy role? I don't think it was the BBC, but someone involved in the... I'm sure it was on the American end of the production. Was just like, well, we need one of the old doctors in it, so why don't we get that Tom Baker? Everyone knows him and his funny little scarf. And, like, Jeffrey Sachs was just like, no, but you see, the Sylvester McCoy was the last doctor we're continuing from. I was like, no, we need to get Tom Baker in. Come
on! Yeah, because Americans know Tom Baker.
Yeah.
When Americans reference Doctor Who in TV shows, it's usually Tom Baker. The Simpsons did that quite a lot in the 90s. Whenever they would reference Doctor Who, it would be a caricature of Tom Baker, because that's all they knew at the time.
I think, like, from the American perspective, Doctor Who is one of those things that's just constantly on, you know, all the PBS networks. And Tom Baker was the Doctor for a very long time. So chances are, if you ever caught an episode of it, you saw Tom Baker. So he's just synonymous with Doctor
Who. Yeah, because there was no real continuity for them, really. Because they were probably shown out of order.
No, I'm sure, like, it was all played, yeah, played out of order completely. And I think... You know, I'm sure, I don't even think they had the rights to, like, certain episodes at some point. So I think they went up to, like, Peter Davison and then, like, back again. And obviously certain episodes didn't exist and some weren't in colour. So, you know, that takes those ones out of the mix. So it's really just Pertwee and Tom Baker that a lot of them saw, I think. I don't know. I'm not the authority on Doctor Who in America, unfortunately.
But Tom Baker did... He had the longest run at the time, didn't he? So it makes sense that it's him that they saw more of, because they would have shown his run and then probably repeated his run over and over again.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Now, I know you say run, but I believe that technically...
Dear BBC!
I believe because, you know, even though he only did this one, because the show didn't come back till 2005, like, on paper, Paul McGann's longest-serving Doctor.
Yeah, that's true. It absolutely is.
I think I might even be right in saying that because all the audio dramas and novels and comics, you know, were, you know, kept him as the current Doctor, there might be more Eighth Doctor stuff than any of the others because of that.
Definitely. And also, I mean, we do see his regeneration.
Yes. So if you count the years, regeneration to regeneration, that's like, what, so 96 to 2013, essentially, is Paul McGann's run.
So there you go, Paul McGann's the longest running Doctor, and he was only seen on screen, like, twice. But still,
Scouse pride.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Baker as well. Scouse pride.
That's true, yeah. Well, Scotland has had three doctors, so there you go. Even though one had an English accent for some reason. Rosemary threatens the bellboy. If this was shown in the UK, this scene would have been cut, her threatening the bellboy.
Really?
Because in 1985, absolutely. Because she's got a knuckle duster on.
Oh, that's right.
And those kind of weapons were a big no-no over here. Nunchucks and knuckle dusters and stuff like that. That would have been... Because I don't imagine this would have been on too late. It probably might have been on about 8 o'clock-ish or something if it ever showed it here. So the knuckle duster would have been cut. And maybe a couple of the sexual... Not as much sex talk, but maybe a couple of bits
cut. Like sex in the back of the car, that bit with the...
That probably would have been cut, yeah.
Or not Mimi, Joanna.
Yeah. Flick knives, butterfly knives and stuff like that, they were frowned upon as well in the 80s and 90s. A lot of things were cut. out of movies if they had like a butterfly knife, you know, the flick
thing.
You weren't allowed to see that. And the movie Face Off is still cut in the UK because of a couple of scenes with a butterfly knife.
You guys in the UK still cut out headbutting scenes, I think, right?
No, headbutting's allowed in.
Oh, really?
Again.
Oh.
Yeah. So a lot of films that have been, that were cut in the 80s and 90s that have been re-released uncut now. But the movie companies actually have to pay for the BBFC to rate the movie again.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Say the movie was released in VHS in the 90s, and it's going to be released on DVD, then that certificate, say it's an 18 certificate, that certificate will get carried over to the DVD unless the company wants the BBFC to maybe, you know, downgrade it to a 15. Well, for Die Hard to be downgraded to a 15, Fox had to pay the BBFC to watch it again to downgrade it.
Right, yeah.
There have been some films from the 90s that have been cut, say, like Face Off. They obviously haven't said to the BBFC, when you re-release this, can you show it uncut again? So the BBFC, it's just, the Face Off has just remained the same since the 90s, basically. The BBFC haven't re-evaluated it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they've just kept it.
We're way off track, by the way.
That's fine.
And Merry Christmas. Or Happy Holidays, or whatever you... whatever.
Don't you know we're not saying Merry Christmas anymore?
No, there's a war on Christmas.
Yep.
And there was a war on Thanksgiving as well. So many casualties.
It's so horrible.
See, being Scottish, like just sitting here and not celebrating Thanksgiving, and then seeing that in the news or seeing it on the internet, and it's like, so war on Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah. The left hate Thanksgiving now and they want to stop this
and
that.
And it's not true. Like, I know so many people who, I mean, they speak out on Thanksgiving about like the bullshit of like the pilgrims being these great people and like that they had this great relationship with the natives. But everyone still celebrates it. We're just talking about the truth. But I don't know anyone who's like, we're not doing this anymore. They're more like, let's just actually talk about what's going on. And the funny thing is, when I was growing up, like there were things like that scene in Addams Family Values, at the camp, or like on Buffy, you know, Willow was railing against Thanksgiving. It seemed like there was, whenever a TV show did an episode about Thanksgiving, there was always one character who was talking about like what we did to the natives and how awful it is and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like, okay, well, TV's telling me the truth, right? And now I look back and I'm like, oh, those are the characters I'm supposed to think are like no fun or crazy or something. Like, I didn't realize when I saw them that was supposed to be like a bad quality in some of them.
Yeah.
When really it's like, no, they were the ones who were right. And I always thought that they were right. I think it was a more negative thing than I understood. And now everybody I know is like that and it's fine. We still enjoy our turkey. We still enjoy our sales.
Yeah. You see, I'm an atheist and I still celebrate Christmas. I just don't celebrate Christ.
Yeah.
You know, so I can still enjoy Christmas, and I like listening to Christmas songs. I like watching Christmas movies. I can still do all of that. I just don't have to believe in God or Jesus Christ to do it.
The culture wars are so stupid. I hate it.
I do really like Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson.
She's a fantastic actor. She is very funny. She's clearly very funny. But that show was such a terrible misstep.
Yeah.
What, Thompson, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is, what Crystal Cube shows and what it sort of reminds you of is what a brilliant actress she is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, really, really. I mean, because in none of those roles were you getting, oh, here's Emma Thompson acting. It's just,
oh, no.
Hello, I'm so-and-so. And you're immediately, oh, she's so-and-so. And then she's such that. It's just brilliant. Really good.
Yeah, she's the MVP of this pilot, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, it is amazing that they had her on top form, Coltrane on top form, and Fry and Laurie were Fry and Laurie, and the BBC managed to, in the words of our esteemed Prime Minister Boris Johnson, spaff all that up the wall.
The wall being what he calls all his girlfriends.
John's still recording, I hope.
I am, actually.
Hey, December the
3rd. Outtakes!